Yeah. Yeah, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel. Yeah, kol hayod hamar belivdoi penoshim. Anytime an isha uses a hand to make a bedika to check her out, it's mushabachas, it's something good. Like for an isha, there's nothing wrong to make a bedika. So we'll see in the Gemara, it's good. Uvanoshim do by a man tiktos. Loshim is cut off his hand. We'll see in the Gemara if it's a klolo or really. But kids, it's not good for a man to touch his armor, to touch his aver, to make a bedika to see if he saw shechvazer or not. Then it's not good to check. Rashi says, he's mesupak whether he's tummy or not, did carry come out? So it's not a good thing to make a bedika. Adav, if he does, it tiktos, Rashi says, why? Shem is chamin, he makes himself hot. Or margish, causes him, when he touches his armor, or moiches shich vazer levatola. That's the sin of the Aveira, you're being moiches shich vazer levatola. So it's not kedah, it's not worth it to make bedikas. It was like this. Maishno noshim or maishno noshim. What's the difference? Chore havimin there is, if you say it's no good for a man to do it, because he's moitzi zera, so it should be yosef for nisha also. Why should she make a bdikah? Because when she makes a bdikah, havimin there is, she's also margish herself, and then makes a chvayt, let out the eggs. So it's also a type of levatola. So my answer is no. I'll tell you, noshim lav b'noi sagoshininu. Noshim da not b'nei hagoshininu. So there's two ways to learn. One way is that means mitzias, noshim don't get aroused. So if when they make a bdika, it doesn't cause them to be mitzi their eggs. So it's not called any zero, it's not called levatol at all. The other pshat the says brings down that Ibn Tam learns that lav benois iser hagoshinu bechlal. Because even if they're magish, so what? Since they're not mitzuvin, period of rivia, he learns there's no iser shir levatol by nisha. See, either it means that the mitzias is that they're not magish when they make a bdika, or else even if they are magish, but still there's no issa for an isha to let her be mitzi her eggs levatola. That's the most terrible. Noshima called lav benois hagoshininu. Mishubachas, therefore it's good. Mashenken anoshim by men, the bnei hagoshininu. Rashi says, shemizdazin ob evorov. The evorov shake, kishemizcham when he makes himself warm there. And it caused them to see a carrot, to see Zerul Batala. So therefore, by a man we say, tiktsois is not a good thing to do. Therefore, by a man we like, it's a klola, should cut off his hand, he should not touch his armor. The Yochi Sodagamor says, the Ma'ir Mamba, what do you mean, Mishnah's Mashma, that if he does a lot, then it's tiktsos. But a little bit won't be so bad. So when it says, Kiloy Mar Benami, even if he doesn't make a lot of bedikas, even one bedika should be yosef for a man. It's more so true. Kikatoni marbo. When the Mishnah says marbo, that's anoshim ton. It goes on ladies. And the Mishnah says by an isha, it's good to make as many bedikas as she wants to. And for that Rashi says she shouldn't be a sofik tomei. She'll know for sure whether she's tomei or not. And a baal would also know for sure whether she's osur or not. So if by an isha, it's good to make bedikas. But by a man though, even one bedika should not touch his aver. It's no good for him. The Ma'isal minigis were not noig so much noshim should make bedikas today. Ma'isal minigis, they only make the bedikas what they have to. We're shaft as Zion Akim when they're becoming Tor. But once they're Tor after they go to the mikvah, our minigis not to make bedikas. Say better off not to touch there. Sometimes it causes dam to come out. Say better off not touching there. Torah would learn like this. The Medivam Amur, remember was it said that by men it's not a good thing to do? That's linyan shichva zera. Stam wants to check himself to see if shichva zera came out. Is he about carrying? If they have that type of tumor on him. Avalinian zoiv. It's a different type of a thing. When zoiv comes out, then afu meshubach kanoshma. It's also something good. He should check himself like an isha. And the Rashi explains, zoiv, that's doim elamei betzik. It's like the water that you're soaking barley in. Doim elamei betzik shel sorim. Or bomi bosser mace. That comes out from a sickness of a person when the aver is not even hard. When the aver is like mace and normal when it's so small. Now, shichva zera, though, bomi bosachai, that comes when the aver is big. Ukshura, it's more tight together, kalubin beta, like the white of an egg. Shein mizras, that wasn't fertilized. So it's a different thing, zoiv and shichva zera. So when a man has a shail of ziva, like the Rashi before says, means shiyotza zoiv mimenu, it happened once. Now, right to live that he wants to check himself, they limnos riyos of shtayin l'tomo shalosh l'korban, a different halachas. If a man sees once, that's nothing. It's like a tumas keri. When he sees twice, one after another, 2 days, then he's tummy for 7 days. And if he sees a third day, then he has to bring a korban. So here, by says he has to check himself to know. So when he's doing it for a purpose, that's not called levatola. Then he's allowed to check himself. So only for the shechva zera, then he should not check himself. But l'inyan zoyv, to know these halachas, whether he's seeing twice or three times, then he has to make bedikas all 7 days to make sure he's zaynikim, like he's Torah, he doesn't see, so that's okay. Moshe says, even if you want to check yourself to see if you're sure stam, if you're tummy or not, if you're sure zera or not, is in bo livdoik b'tzror, if you want to use a stone, or a becheris, or an earthly kli b'dik, that's okay, that's good. These things are hard. Rashi says, "Dov a kosher, and it doesn't make you warm. If it won't make you have a little zera levatolo, these things are okay. But smashman only a stone or an earthly kli, or a matless loy mashman a type of a cloth. No, I v'tani we learn like this. We learned that the boydik atzma b'matless, a person has the right to check himself with a cloth. Or b'chol dov a shirayt, anything you want, you can check yourself. And here it's mashma stam for b'dikas of keri. Are you telling me now it's also?" So when it says no, it doesn't really mean any type, but rather Kadyom Abaya, like Abaya says, Kadyom Abaya, b'matlis ofer, it's a thick cloth. It's hard. So that's mutter. Hokinam here also talking about b'matlis ofer, a thick cloth. A thick cloth, that's mutter. Since a thick one is hard, it's not, it doesn't make you warm, so that's okay. That won't cause you to have a zera levatolo. Mashenka, and a soft one, that's also. Ve'chit mit Abaya, where do we learn Abaya's halacha? Hot, it's not, we learn like this. As a Gemara later, what's going to be hoy oichov a truma? Let's say somebody claimed was eating truma. He thought he was Torah. While he's eating the truma, before he swallowed it completely, he feels like by his aver some zera is about to come out. His body started to move. Rashi says it means sheneka zera megufa. The zera started to come out of his body, but it didn't not come out. Just started to come into the aver. It didn't come out yet. So he's not really tummy yet. So what's the halacha? Oiches b'yamoses, he's supposed to hold on to his aver. He should hold on to the amo. Ubaleas the truma, and first swallow the truma when you're still tor. And then let the zera come out. So Kopanam says the lashon of oiches b'yamoses, you grab a hold of the amo, like to hold, keep the zera inside. So the question is, oiches, can you grab a hold of it? I have a tiny we learned. Rabbi Lezer says that kol oiches b'yamoses, somebody holds on to his aver, is umashtin, even if he's doing it, if a shasid let it urinating, even if he's holding it then, still it's not right. And it's kilu mevi mabul elam, it's like you bring a mabul onto the world. It's no good. That's the chet of the doha mabul, that they were nishkas, they had ashkosa zera levatola. So if you do this avera, it's also fitting for you for the mabul to come. So koponim, you see, you're not supposed to onto the aver. So how could it say here that even the truma, you should hold on to the aver? So Mirtz Amar Abaya, the matlis of a bylines, what it means here, grab a hold of it, it means with a thick cloth. So you take a thick cloth that's hard, so that doesn't warm it, and therefore it's okay to touch it. So that's what we're answering here also. That we say you could use the matlis, that means a thick one. A thick one doesn't make you warm, that's okay. Rava says no. Could be over there by truma, filu tainer, a matlis rack, even a soft cloth you're allowed to use over there by this truma case. Why? But the other smart was kivan the yoker ochor. Since like you felt the zero like starting to come out, didn't come out yet, but it's coming into the aver, so it's ochor. So therefore, no matter what you do to it, you won't cause more to come out. Like only this is going to come out. So in this situation over here, where it was ochor already, then there's no issa to cause more to come out, because more won't come out. So therefore, in this case, you let hold on to the yom. The Abai, why didn't Abai answer like this? He has no chash, he's afraid. Do mostly asufei. Maybe if you hold on to the aver, grab hold of it now, you'll cause more zera to come out. So causing the extra to come out, that's also an avera. So therefore, that you can't do. For Rava, loichayish dum osel asufa, this is the question, and the answer. For Rava, loichayish, he's not afraid, dum osel asufa, maybe more would come out. No, who says more would come out? Since you felt like the zera coming into the aver, so we say all of it came in there, and only that's going to come out, not more. So that's going to come out anyway. Therefore, in this case, let it just hold it back, that it shouldn't come out, and then let it come out. For the Gemara, is this true? Veloy, that you want to tell me even Rav is not afraid that more zera would come out? I have a tiny, we learned this, so the Gemara later. For a tiny, we learned, what is this like, touching your aver? It's doima. It's like lenoisin etzba bayin. Somebody puts a finger into his eye. By putting your finger into your eye, it makes you tear. She calls them on shetzba bayin. Calls them on your fingers in your eye. Zayin madmas. Your eye starts to madmas. Your eye starts to tear. For chazeros madmas, and more tears come out. You see, it's a mushla that comes out once and twice. So here also by zera, when you touch your aver, it'll make it come more and more and more. So it should be yos here also. For others says like this, no. Kolach mumi, for hodirach mumi b'shaito u'eshchichi. If you warm it up once and then to warm up a second time, that's not shchich. So Rashi learns like this. Rashi says u'eshchich means like this. That v'chi ketoni lom ezadim. When do we learn it's like putting your finger in your eye? That the tchilosa lo yoteladei mishma shaver. In the beginning, only a little bit zera came out because you were touching your aver. In that case, and the neka yachad didn't all come out at one time. Elakishu mishamish, when you move it around, then yotza comes out matma little by little. So that's also. Avol heicha di yotza mehagosha, but when, in this case, by truma, where your mamish felt like all the zera coming into your aver, v'neka kulikech, like all that start to come out of the body, so sule maisev, you're not going to have more later. Therefore, in this case here, we say all of it is about to come out. So holding it back, there's no aveira here, because what's going to come out later is going to come out anyway. You're not going to cause it here, more of it to come out. Therefore, in this case, it'd be all right. And in other cases where just touching your aveira, that makes it come out slowly, that is there, a rav would also agree. The more you touch it, the more would come out, that would be yasa. Kufa, what we just said before, that Rebbe Lezer says, Koloiches biyomo, whoever holds on to his omo or mashtin, even is urinating. If he holds on to it, is kilu mevu mabul yerlam, like it's fitting for you to have the mabul brought. That was the aveira by the derha mabul. Because even though it was brought down, they had gezel and also. But some that was the top of it, but it was filled up. The aveiras were also mainly this, that the shich vazer lamatola. So if you do this aveira, it's fitting to mabul to come. Omul and Rebbe Lezer, send back to Rebbe Lezer. But why? If a person urinates and he doesn't hold his aver, so sometimes it'll go right near you, and when it comes to the ground, it'll spritz back on your feet. And then, if people see you walking in the street like with urine on your shoes, they'll think the reason is why, because you're a kruv shuvcha. They say it doesn't flow out, it like drips out of you. And we know usually a kruv shuvcha cannot have kids. And therefore, v'nimtza moitzi la'azal bona, people start talking about that, you have kids. How is it possible you could have kids? It must be the mamzerim. It must be that another person lived with your wife. It's not yours. So if so, that should be a reason why a person should be allowed to hold on to his aver when he's urinating. Not allowed to hold it, that the urine should go far away, so when he reaches the ground, it won't spritz back on your feet. That's the yes, Rebbe Lezer. Like, how could you say it's also? Now this, Omer lehen, Rebbe Lezer answered back and said still, Omer lehen, Mutav shiyotzi laz abon, if it's worth it, that you should be moitzi laz on your children. Shein mamzerim, let people talk about it, stam talk, that your kids are mamzerim, but v'yal yasa atzma rosho shrachas tafri amokam, that does not give you a right though to do an azera, to make yourself a rosho in front of Hashem even for one time. Therefore it's not kedai, therefore y'all does not kedai to hold the yeva. The other way, he should have said he should have wiped it off. I mean, if it does spritz on your feet, the other way is just wipe it off. You know, maybe you won't be able to do it so well. Still, the biyachshash. It tells us kashrim toima. The yachshash is biyod. Why don't you say let him wipe it off? And paragam lemamunu. The mitzvah yachshash is the mitzvah to wipe it off. Yishloima the kishen oiches diker roiv mitzutzis. The saga b'shivshif could be you'll have so much that you won't be able just to wipe it off. The kids actually wanted to say, let's hold on to it and make it go further away. He said, no, that's also us. Tan Yiddich, another person like this. Omelem Reb Lezer, Lezer said back, Lechon Rechomim. Ev she yama dodim amokim gvoye. We'll soon see. The more comes out, he said this first. First, Reb Lezer answered back and said, listen, he asked me a question, what's going to be? Your shoes are full of it. So the answer is, let him stand amokim gvoye. Let him stand in a higher place. V'yashtin and urinate to a lower place. So it won't spritz back on top of you. Or else another answer is, or yashtin biyofatichuach, let him urinate into soft ground. So when the urine goes there, it won't spritz back, it'll just stay in there. And v'yal yas atz marosha shachas leyamokam. But instead of holding on to the aver, that's not kedai, you shouldn't become an aver rosh even for 1 second. So these are two answers Rebbe Lezer answered back. So the question is, ha yom lubresh, which answer do you say back first? Ilem, if you want to tell me, Kamais, he said the first one first. Ilem, Kamaisa, Amalu, Bresh, he said the first answer first. So the question is why? Bosa, the Yomalu, Isura. And the first answer was, no matter what you want, it's also to do it. So, ho, Amalu, Takanta. Now, in the second time, like he's saying, you know what, I'll give you weights. At first he said it's clearly also, so not, now he shouldn't like be talking easily, I'll give you weights. Ela, rather, it's like this. Ho, Amalu, Bresh. When they first asked him, he answered the second answer first. And he told him, listen, what do you got to tell me you have to wipe your shoes for? Rather go urinate in a high place or in a place where it's soft ground. For Yomula, then the Chum said back to him, what's going to be? Ein lo mokum gvoigav tichuach. That's somebody who does not have a high place to urinate with. Whereas he doesn't have offer tichuach, soft ground around him. I, what should he do then? What's the answer? Could he hold his aver to make the urine go further? Omalhenna, this Rav Lezion's back and said, no, even here it's also that mutav yibederu of shiyotzi lazabonav, let them talk bad about your children. That's not a head of you to make yourself into Rosh Hashanah. In 1 second in front of Hashem. What's so bad about this? What's so bad to hold your aver b'shas urinating? So Gemara says, because this could cause, like we said, if you hold it, it makes it warm, and that could cause you to be moitzi zera l'batola. And the Yom Rabbi Yechonin, says that kol ha-moitzi shech v'zera l'batola, whoever is moitzi shech v'zera l'batola, chayiv misa. It's mamash like you chayiv misa for this avera. Shneem, the apostle says, bo'inein over there, it says, va'yeira ben Yashem, was dead in the eyes of Hashem what he was doing, asher osa, what he did, va'yama, so Hashem killed him. And what he was doing there, the apostle says that he was dash b'fnim, the Zerei of Achutz. I mean, he used to go inside his wife there, and then he let the Zerah come out outside. So he's being made to Zerah Levatolo. That it says the Pasuk by Yomus. You see, it's a terrible thing. Yomus, come I say. We have Yitzchok, we have Ami, Omru, they both say, Kilu Shevodom. It's like he kills somebody. If you're made to Zerah Levatolo, it's like he's killing somebody. Shneva, the Pasuk says, Hanechomim Be'ilim, Tachas Koleitz Ranin, Shoychet Ahilon, like killing the kids, Benachle Tachas Sifi Aslom, by the river, underneath the cracks of the stones of the mountains. So we dash in out tikri shechte, don't know their shechte, mama shechte them, el shechte, they squeezed out. I mean to say, because they're very, they squeezed out the zero levatolo, that's considered like they killed the kids. Rav Asi yoma kilu oibet rechovim. They might say zero levatolo, it's like you oibet avoid the zoro. Ksivoch, it says over here, tachas koleit ranan, and ksivosom, Halohorim horomim v'tachas kol eitz ranan, says the Rosh Loshen of eitz ranan, which means avoid the zara. So kids, in this post is from Mazera Levatol, it says kol eitz ranan, it's like you oibet avoid the zara. We have Yehuda u Shmuel have a kaima igra. We have Yehuda and Shmuel both one standing on top of a roof, the vekanisht of the shul, the shaf for Yosef and Adoy. That was in the city of Nadoi. Shaf Kabi was once abandoned and built up again, but it was in the city of Nadoi. Omale Rav Yehuda l'Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda said to Shmuel, Tzorach ani l'ashton, he has to urinate now. What can he do? Omale, he told him back, Shinnim, like my young child, he told him like a chosher person, Ochaz b'yamoscha v'hishton. Yes, you could hold on to your aver and make sure you urinate further away so it shouldn't go on to the shul itself. That's what he answered. That's what Rav Yehuda, that's what Shmuel answered back. So the question is, Heichi, if you have it, Shmuel answered back like this, I have a time, we just got finished learning. That Rabbi Elazar Omer, Koloiches b'yamoso, if my Rav holds on to Yom and Mashton and urinates, it's kilu mevim mavul yerlam. So it's an Aveira. So how can you tell me I'll hold on to it? Some Rabbi Abai says like this, also kiboshes. It has a locho, like an army comes into the city, meaning when you're scared, when you're frightened, then we're not afraid, you'll have Zerah Levatol, it's different. It's not learned like this. Bolsha shenichas lir, if a goyish army comes into the city, so b'shas sholem, when there's peace, there's no fighting, chov yitzuchas asuras. If you have any open barrel of wine around, it becomes asa. Because we say for sure the army men touched it and drank from it. U'menasachit. Stumas, if the barrels are closed, muteras are still muta. But b'shas mechom, if they come in when they're fighting, then elu v'elu muteras, even the open barrels we say are still muta. Why? L'fi shem lem p'nal l'nasach, they have no time l'nasach, to make nisach a yayin, because they're patumot, they're worried, they're scared, they're fighting. Alma, what do we see? The chiva and the bisei, since they're frightened, is loyosel and sukkah, they won't come to do this, they won't come to touch the wine. Is achnam here also? If a person's frightened, chiva and the bisei, loyosel and hurray, he won't come to think, it won't come to make him have the zera come out of the batala. So if in a case where he's afraid, here he would be allowed to hold on to the eva. Oh, so the question is, why is he afraid over here? The Mavahocha might be Susan. What was he afraid about? What was he afraid about over here? He boy, you say, want to tell you, Bisusa the Lilo or the Igra. He was on top of a roof, and at night, so he was afraid he may fall down. Now, since he is afraid, he had frightened him. We're not afraid that if he would touch his Zev, would make him have a Zer Labatola. Therefore, in this way, it's Mutta. The boy, some other Teret says, I'll tell you, Bisusa the Rabbi, his Rebbe was by him. So he was afraid it was Rebbe, that's what we also wouldn't think about having Zer Labatola. The boy, he said, maybe Susa the Shrin, it was like on top of a base of Knesses. So that alone gave him a fear. The boy same aim said the Marilei. He was a big Yerushalmi. He was always afraid of Hashem. Because the Kori Shmuel Alei, Shmuel called the partner of Yudah, Ein Zeilorisha. Such a person like him is kamat, not like a person that's born through a lady. Meaning to say, he was a big Yerushalmi. So by him, it was mutter. For him, we wouldn't be afraid that maybe he's going to have Zera Lavatola. The boy some another answer could be Nosher Heavy. He was married. And if he's married, it's a little bit different. Why? Because when you're married, the Yomar of Nachman, him ho you Nosher, a person's married, Mutter. Then he's allowed to hold on to his Aver. If you're married, then we're not afraid also be Moshe Zera Labatola. So therefore, it's Mutter. The boy is Seima. The boy is Seima, ki ho or relay. He taught him like this. The Tony Abba Bredra Binyamin, Bachia. That you're allowed to hold on to the beitzim, that's muta. The aver itself, that you should hold on to. That becomes warm, that may make zera. But holding on to the beitzim, that's okay. So that was the eight, hold on to the beitzim. If you could hold it that way, it should go further. The boy is saying, another teretz is, ki ho or the term like this. The Omer Abavua, Omer Reb Yechanan, Kavul Yeshlai. There's a point there by the aver itself, it depends. That may have turf, no mokum, when they make the mila, the round ring there, ulamata, downwards means away from the body, the tip of it, muta. Heels, that you're allowed to touch. Just touching the tip of the aver, that does not make it warm, that would not make it have zer levatola.